This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With a nod to Donald Rumsfeld, and yes, I fully appreciate the irony of what I'm about to say here, but sometimes there really are unknown unknowns, stuff you don't know that you don't know. Staying in the national security realm here for a second, nowhere is that more true than when you start talking cyber warfare. Who can do what to whom and how? And one of the things you'll learn in a new book from Fred Kaplan, it's called Dark Territory, is how new and how turbulent the history of cyber warfare is. Fred, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here.
I need you to start literally at the beginning of the book. 1983, Ronald Reagan's in the White House, and he sees a movie.
Right. He's up at Camp David the first weekend of June. He watches on a Saturday night War Games. Remember the movie with Matthew Broderick? He plays this tech whiz teenager who unwittingly hacks into the main computer at the North American Air Defense Command, thinking he's playing a new online game. Almost starts World War III. So the following Wednesday, Reagan is back in the White House. He's talking, he has a big national security meeting about a different topic completely. But at one point, he puts down his index cards and he says, has anybody seen this movie, War Games? And then he turns to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and says, General, could something like this really happen? And the general says, I'll look into that, Mr. President, as generals are wont to do. And he comes back a week later and says, Mr. President, the problem is much worse than you think. And that leads, a year later, to the first presidentially signed directive on computer security.
And then we are off and running in a series of fits and starts to the present day. But I guess that's my point, that it goes and it stops, and it goes and it stops, kind of depending on who's in the White House and who's the director of national intelligence and at the CIA. And there's no coherence, it seems, over the past 40 years.
Right. Well, after this directive, the directive was taken over by the NSA.
And the National Security Agency, the
wiretap. Yeah, the National Security Agency, which was supposed to just do foreign intelligence. It put them in charge of setting standards for computers in America. This was resisted by the Congress for good reason, but then the whole thing fell apart, and then it came back in the 90s when there were some real hacks, but then people lost interest with 9/11, and then it came back with where we are today. But the point is that the issues were understood, at least by certain people, 35 years ago, and yet we've made very little progress in dealing with the fundamental issues since.
One of the things you mentioned, at some point in the late 90s, early 2000s, it becomes completely apparent that private corporations, and this is your line, private companies control the pathways of cyberspace. That is, the switching stations and all the rest of it. And so the private sector has to be involved in the policy.
Right. And there were people in the White House who wanted to impose mandatory security standards, at least on critical infrastructure. But this was resisted by lobbyists, by the companies, and even by cabinet officials who thought this might impede research and development and make these companies less competitive. So because of this strange situation where we have so much that's in the public interest and that affects civilization wrapped up with private corporations, it's just never really gotten off the ground.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go, Fred. I want to give a nod to the title of this book, Dark Territory. It's a line from former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, whose dad, I guess, was a train station master or something.
Grandfather, yeah.
Yeah. But you come back to it at the very end where you talk about how we don't know what we don't know about cyber warfare and how problematical that is.
Well, yeah, Robert Gates, he became Secretary of Defense. He's getting these briefings about how we're getting hacked every day. And he said, we're wandering in dark territory. Dark territory, it turns out, was used by the American railroad companies to designate a stretch of railroad track that's ungoverned by signals. So that's kind of where we're at. We have an entire military command set up, U.S. Cyber Command. And yet the most basic questions are just now getting asked, much less answered, and yet this whole war machine really is up and not just ready to go, but doing things on a very secret basis.
The book by Fred Kaplan, who's the national security columnist at Slate, is called Dark Territory, The Secret History of Cyber War. Fred, thanks a lot.
Thank you.